Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden turns his attention today to the catastrophic threats of climate change. He's expected to sign a series of climate-related executive orders. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports one of them involves a signature campaign promise to put the brakes on oil and gas drilling on federal land.
One of the orders will direct federal agencies to pause on entering into new oil and natural gas leases on public land or offshore waters. The administration last week temporarily suspended new leasing, and it's unclear how much further today's order will go. Biden is also expected to direct the government to conserve 30% of all federal land and water by 2030 and identify ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. In addition, Biden will order federal agencies to examine how they can purchase zero-emission vehicles and electricity. Industry groups are expected to challenge these new guidelines. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The Russian parliament has unanimously ratified a five-year extension of an arms control treaty with the United States, a day after President Vladimir Putin's first phone call with the Biden White House. From Moscow, NPR's Lucian Kim has details on the future of the last agreement the U.S. and Russia made to limit their nuclear arsenals.
Renewing the New START treaty was the main topic of the first phone call between Presidents Biden and Putin, which the Kremlin says lasted a little more than half an hour. Putin, speaking to the World Economic Forum via video conference today, warned that the system of global security is falling apart. He said the New START extension was a step in the right direction. Still, Kremlin officials say a reset in U.S.-Russian relations is unlikely. In the phone call, Biden pressed Putin about a cyber attack on U.S. government agencies, Russian election interference, and the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny with a chemical weapon. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
While the U.S. is taking steps to significantly ramp up vaccinations, some parts of Spain are forced to do the opposite. Today, Madrid announced a two-week suspension. Lucia Benavides reports vaccine deliveries are behind schedule and doses are running out.
Spanish leaders warn that at the current rate, it will be impossible to reach the national target of vaccinating 70% of its population by July. The slow rollout is being seen across Europe as U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer delays international shipments because of changes to manufacturing processes.
Lucia Benavides reporting. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down nearly 300 points or just under 1% at 30,642. The Nasdaq has fallen 128 points and the S&P is down 50 points or 1.3%. This is NPR News. One of the men facing federal charges for allegedly plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is pleading guilty to conspiracy. Ty Garbin appeared in federal court in Grand Rapids today, hours after prosecutors filed a plea agreement that reportedly includes more than 6 pages of details Garbin gave about armed training he and others allegedly underwent last summer and plans against Michigan's government and its Democratic governor. In addition to the 6 charged in federal court, 8 others were charged in state court with aiding the alleged crime. Hank Aaron's funeral is being held this hour in Georgia. Emil Moffitt of member station WABE says the baseball legend's former teammates, as well as a former president, are among the mourners attending today's service in Atlanta.
Aaron has been remembered fondly around the baseball world and around the country since his death last Friday at the age of 86. Former teammate Dusty Baker, a longtime major league manager, says Aaron showed him love and tough love.
Sometimes, you had to tell me like it was, but I really, really appreciate it and for helping me be the man, that I am.
Aaron was baseball's home run king for more than 3 decades after he surpassed Babe Ruth in 1974 amid racist death threats. After his career, he was involved in numerous civic endeavors in Atlanta. Former President Bill Clinton is among those set to speak at the funeral. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
U.S. stocks are lower this hour. The Dow has fallen now 318 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.